Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that the only way we can reconcile ourselves to God is through Jesus Christ. Let's continue with that thought today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21, I believe that it is something that's very foundational there, ties in with our text, and it flies in the face of those who liberate the flesh to do worldliness rather than to liberate the spirit from the power of sin. Now listen as I read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now I want you to think about that. We are to be reconciled unto God. God is holy. God never, 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 and I'm going to use a new word here, but God never, never religiousizes the flesh. Okay? Now, to reconcile, they must come from what they are. We must come from what we were. That is, depraved sinners to what he is, holy. Of course, we can't do that in ourselves. We need the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us. We need Jesus to save us, his Holy Ghost placed within us. And we come to him coming out of that. And so that is the only way that we do that. And so if we're going to do it, then that's the way we must go. Look, don't try to blend the blood of Jesus Christ with the mannerisms of the flesh. The only way that we can be holy is through Christ and in Christ. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, we read this, but as we walk in the light, he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So when he says in our text, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. That commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Well, boy, I tell you what, we're going to get into that, but I want you to understand. A commandment is something, when it comes from God, that is both to be obeyed, and it is something for which we will give an account. The lost will see it in hell as adding to their punishment. For the saved, at the judgment seat of Christ, we'll see whether people are saved just so as by fire, or they'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant. And they'll have confidence at his appearing, as we see in 1 John 2:28. So, again, we need to be reconciled. Now, I want you to understand a little bit about this word, reconciled. Years ago, as a teenager, I was still, I think, in either middle school, we called it junior high back then, or might have just been the first year or two of high school, I'm not sure. But I remember I had an older brother who's 10 years older than me, my brother Jim. And Jim was working in a bank. Boy, when I think of my brother working in a bank, that is scary to me. And, of course, we like to tease him about something like that. But, as a matter of fact, it sounds like the Twilight Zone, those that know him. I'm just having fun. But now let me move on from that. But one night, I was up there visiting with him. I had gone to work. I'd walked around town. He was in Chattanooga going to Christian College. And so I got back to the bank, and I sat there. It's time to close, and I waited. And I waited. And I waited. They stayed about an hour overtime while I waited. You see, they were trying to find something to make their records reconcile. You know what? I found out after it's over, they were 15 cents short. And they went through all their records until they could reconcile that 15 cents. Now, in my mind, if I would have known that, I would have just given them 15 cents and said, let's go home. But you see, the books had to be reconciled. And they had to be reconciled by the tabs of that day. They knew they were 15 cents short. There was a standard to which they were to be reconciled. Now, friend, I never want to think that the world in anything whatever has a higher standard than my God. Because my God is holy. And so there is a standard to which we need to be reconciled. Because we have a holy God. Now, too many today are using psychology. And as a problem of that is that it waters down the scriptures. And before too long, we find that using psychology, even into trying to lead a person to the Christ, well, don't say this, you're liable to chase them away. Don't say that. Do you realize the Lord Jesus Christ, he had some great places that he went, and 5,000, 4,000, but we also read of Nazareth when they all tried to throw him off the pinnacle of a hill. We realize when people just left him in droves. And so Jesus wasn't always successful. And man has a free will. He can accept God's word or he can reject it. But it's God's will that man is called into an account of whether he accepts it or rejects it. Now, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But man can either accept that or reject it. He would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But men reject coming to the knowledge of the truth. Now, there are those that devise theories of election that are not biblical. But boy, I tell you what, they have a lot of $25 words involved in them. But Jesus said, whosoever will. And I just have that tendency to believe the Lord above the meanderings of men's mental exercises. People talk about critical thinking today, and they say, well, they're just not teaching critical thought in that Christian college. Problem is, they're critical of the things of the Lord and His Word, and not critical of their lives and of their theories and so forth. I find that true psychology. I've seen people take the Word of God. For example, in Mark chapter 10, Jesus talks about the marriage, divorce, and remarriage. We did a series on that. It's still on our website, and you can always go there and listen to it. But in one passage there, Mark chapter 10, he says, man puts away his wife, marries another, commits adultery. She puts away her husband, marries another, she commits adultery. Now, we know in Matthew chapter 19, as well as other places, the Lord let us know it was except for the cause of fornication. But there are people out there that have developed a theory, a religious psychology theory, and in that theory, well, no, God didn't really mean except for the cause of fornication. Now look, I have never, never, never recommended, encouraged anybody to get a divorce. I have always counseled against even when I thought people were living with the worst kind of a person you could live with. I still never counseled that. I tried to talk them out of it. But I've had people tell me, well, Mark 10 doesn't mention it, and I believe that Mark 10 is right, but those others are just the thoughts. Matthew and the other passages are just the thoughts of those men. Well, my friend, that says you reject that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, that's God-breathed. You reject that, so you're saying, okay, the book of Matthew and these other books have error in them. My friend, that borders on blasphemy. And when you go to a Christian college or you go to some kind of religious meeting and they teach that, understand they're teaching you heresy. They're teaching you against God's Word, and they're taking away from the authority of God's Word. Now, friend, trust God. Whenever there's a difference between the Word of God and the words of men, God is always right, and men will always be wrong. Trust God. Now, there are people who say, well, you don't, you know, take it easy. Don't tell them that they're sinners. Don't use things such as sin. One preacher used to go through the Ten Commandments and just simply ask people, have you ever told a lie? Well, yeah. Thou shalt not lie. Have you ever had a lustful thought? Well, thou shalt not commit adultery. He that looketh on a woman to lust after her in his heart hath committed adultery already. So, you know, he's saying, you know, how many commandments do you break before you're a sinner? You know, if you've told a lie, how many times you got to lie to be a liar? Okay. We go on through talking about those things, and by the Bible, show a person they're a sinner. But a lot of this today says, no, you can't do that. They're selling demographics, are selling marketing, but what they're not doing is bringing people to conversion to Jesus Christ, to repentance and faith in Him. And that is the big problem. That's one of the biggest sins of the day in which we live. So, we have a holy God, and they need to come to that holy God in repentance and faith. So, He is the one to whom man is to be reconciled. Reconciled to God. God is holy. And He commanded us, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. The standard to which we're to be reconciled is the holiness of God. Now, again, if you look at verse 29 of this chapter that we're in, 1 John chapter 2, it says, if you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will come.